If somebody hits you, what's your first reaction? To wrap them up in a big, loving bear hug? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you've ever heard of the kingdom of God described as an upside-down kingdom, that could strike you as being a weird way to talk about God's perfect plan. I mean, shouldn't his kingdom be the one that's right side up? Well, saying that it's upside down is only in relation to the way we are naturally inclined to act and the way the world often works around us. Like taking something I want, even if I hurt someone else, or getting revenge on someone who's betrayed me. The upside down response is what we see in today's devotion, Betrayed But Not Alone by Lydia Lancey. Do you know what it feels like to be betrayed? Maybe you've had a family member or a friend violate your trust or turn their back on you when you really needed them. Jesus knows exactly how you feel. He knows the pain of being rejected by someone you love. In God's Word, we can see that Jesus felt hurt and betrayed by those he was closest to. On the night before Jesus went to the cross, one of his chosen disciples, Judas, betrayed him into the hands of the religious leaders who had been plotting to kill him. Then, all his other disciples ran away, leaving Jesus alone to be brutally beaten and face an unjust trial. Then, right before Jesus' crucifixion, Peter denied that he ever knew Jesus or had anything to do with him. Not once, but three times. Talk about being hurt and betrayed. Whenever we are hurt by someone, our initial reaction may be a desire to get revenge or punish them. But this is not the reaction we see from Jesus. In John 21, after Jesus rose from the dead, we see that Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him. Three times Peter says he does, and each time the Lord tells him, "Feed my sheep, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep." In this way, Jesus restores Peter, and Peter goes on to glorify the Lord and tend to other believers. This encounter reveals that Jesus had mercy on Peter and still loved him. In the same way, Jesus has mercy on us and continues to love us when we sin against him. After all, every sin we commit is ultimately against God. Read about that in Psalm 51:4. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, he forgives all our sins. So whenever we are tempted to hate someone for their betrayal or wrongdoing, let us remember Christ's continuing love and grace for us and also for this person. And may this love and grace overflow from us to them. And when we experience the unfairness and pain of betrayal, we can rest knowing that Jesus can relate to us better than anyone else. He hears our cries and he comforts us in the pain. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. What is usually your first reaction when someone wrongs you? How might God be inviting you to instead come to him with your pain, rest in his love, and extend that love to others? Jesus is close to us in our distress. When someone has wronged us, forgiving them does not necessarily mean being in close relationship with them. If you have experienced a deep hurt, who is a trusted adult you could talk to about how to pursue healing and set up loving boundaries? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 34, 17 and 18, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Psalm 23, verse 4, Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75, and John 21, 15 through 19, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. When was the last time you sat down and just read the Easter story? Well, our editorial team has come together to create a reading plan just for this purpose, helping you reconnect with the story of Christ. This 12-day plan is available on the Unlocked app, so search Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store and start the Easter reading plan. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how the crown of thorns reverses a curse from thousands of years before. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.